I went to a school in California. We always had a lockdown drill once a month, but only one time ever was it not a drill. I was in the cafeteria during my lunch period when the teacher, who was in charge of watching the lunchroom, announced over the microphone for everyone to be quiet. He announced to us that the school was going into lockdown and ordered us to be quiet. I think he genuinely scared everyone by how serious and nervous he sounded, because everyone in the cafeteria looked genuinely shook and actually shut up. I looked around the disturbingly quiet cafeteria and could see everyone else was doing the same thing, taking nervous, curious glances at their friends and strangers at other tables. Then shit went down. A gunshot echoed from across the school, and that's when panic set in with everyone. Some kids ran for the exit door. The teacher in charge of the cafeteria yelled at everyone to hide under the tables as he locked the cafeteria doors and shut off the lights. I was sitting under the table with my friends, heart racing, feeling sick, knowing my life could be in danger. Every minute felt like an eternity, just waiting for someone on the intercom to say it's all clear. Then, across the cafeteria, there was a sudden outroar of screams from students, mostly girls, and the sound of tables and chairs being moved or falling over. My friends and I looked out from under the table, and we saw a kid with a gun outside the locked door of the cafeteria. Then I remember hearing gunshots. He was shooting at the glass door. The glass didn't shatter right away. I don't even know if it did at all, but the entire lunchroom cleared out through the two side exit doors to the outside. Students of all ages either ran to their cars or off the school property and into the neighborhood streets. I ran in the direction of the front of the school, also the direction of my house. I saw police cars already outside. I think they had just arrived at that point, but I didn't stick around to watch. I got home and told my parents, and my dad turned on the news to see the shooting was already being talked about. Miraculously, only one girl was wounded, and the police somehow apprehended him without killing him. I'm sorry for anyone else who has to go through something like this. Fearing for your life that much is not something anyone should have to go through. I went to a very poor high school in a bad neighborhood. Because of that, we regularly had fire drills and lockdown drills in the case of something happening. During a lockdown, the teacher would turn off the lights and we'd all hide in a corner of the classroom without saying anything. It was a cold day in the third quarter of the school year. The windows were all shut, obviously, but still, my teacher had to stop mid-sentence because we could all hear some kind of shouting outside. Definitely some kind of commotion. My teacher went to the window, looked outside, then opened one of the windows, but the yelling seemed to stop by the time he did. At the same time, the dean started speaking over the loudspeaker and said we were going into a lockdown. My teacher rushed to shut the door and turn off the lights, and we all did our thing, went to the corner of the room. Time seemed to move slow as we were all huddled in that corner. Screams started coming from the hallway. Not the screams of students, but deranged, angry screams from a grown man, familiar to the screaming we briefly heard from outside. Someone dangerous was in the building, clearly. The school I went to didn't have security guards, it was too poor. So literally, in a case like this, we'd have to wait for police to arrive. The screams were then accompanied by bangs on a nearby door, another classroom. We could hear the screams of the kids in the room next to us. The banging stopped. The screaming grew closer, until it was right outside our door, and then bangs on our classroom door. A couple kids screamed and started to cry. The sick man on the other side of the door banged and banged. He started hitting the glass with his elbow, I think, as he screamed insane things that made no sense to us. Some of it being, "I'm sick of it," and "just stop already." The sickening sound of the small, thin glass window of the door shattering made the reality of the situation sink in even worse. Of course, kids on either side of me were screaming and crying now. Me, I was just sitting there in total shock. The man on the other side of the door stuck his arm into the room through the thin window opening and tried unlocking the door. My teacher took that opportunity to grab a pair of scissors and literally stab the man's arm. The man cried out in pain, banged on the door a few more times, even harder now, and started running down the halls, still crying in what was probably a mix of pain and anger. The lockdown was ended a few minutes after police arrived. There had to be at least 6 cop cars outside. And yes, the crazy sicko man was arrested and probably brought to a mental hospital. The man apparently wasn't armed, but he clearly came into the school with intentions of hurting people. Kids, mind you.
I'm 22 years old, fresh out of college, and I recently got a job at my old high school as a sort of computer intern in the school basement. The basement of the school is very messy and disorganized, but there is a small 3-person office that's actually very nice down there. It has 3 nice big desks, 2 mini fridges, a flat screen TV mounted on the wall, and oh so satisfying air conditioning, a luxury the students and teachers cannot enjoy in the school. And of course, all the school servers and other computery stuff. I got the job because 3 of my old computer teachers flat out adored me. I could actually consider them as real friends, not just teacher figures. So they all helped tremendously in landing me this job. It's been great. Until something that happened a few weeks ago. My 2 co-workers that shared the office with me, Dave and Gary, weren't in the office at the time. They were upstairs working on papers or whatever. I was eating my sandwich during my lunch break when I got a phone call from one of the women in the front office telling me the school was on lockdown and that somebody, possibly armed, had entered the school. There wasn't much that I could do other than turn off the lights because, surprisingly, as nice as this little office was, it didn't have an actual door to it, just a big opening, and the door to the whole basement didn't even have a working lock. For my own safety, I did turn off all the lights in the office and my computer screen. I kept my phone on the desk, texting both Gary and Dave, but they wouldn't respond. I sat down there in the dark, playing games on my phone for like 20 minutes, waiting for the call from up front to tell me to resume working. I had no idea what was happening. I couldn't hear what was going on upstairs from down here. But I was not allowed to make any calls until I was informed that the lockdown was over. Then, the noisy basement door opened. As the creaking echoed across the basement and into my office, I sat up from my seat, wondering if I should call out Gary or Dave. I was eager to get some info from them. Someone then came running down the stairs, and their footsteps were approaching my office. I pushed away my chair and crawled under my desk. Somebody entered the office, but did not turn on the lights. There was just silence. I can't even describe the fear I was experiencing. I felt like if I made one sudden noise, I'd be a dead man. Suddenly, my phone dinged as I got a text message. I felt my entire world shrivel up and die at that one moment as I clenched my teeth in fear. Footsteps suddenly moved closer to me until I finally dove out from under the desk in capitulation, begging whoever it was not to kill me. And just then, someone grabbed my arm and pulled me up. It was some guy in a red plaid button-up, jeans, and a reddish-black cap. He told me, "It's okay, I'm just down here hiding with you." "What's going on up there?" I whispered to him. He kind of ignored my question and asked me if there's an exit down here. I told him, "Yeah, around that way." Before he could do anything else, I asked him, "Who are you?" There was a brief moment of silence. Before he started explaining, he was coming in to pick up his son when a teacher told him to hide. After his explanation, I checked my phone and saw the text I received was from Dave. It said,
"Dude, this is fucking crazy. Some guy with a gun shot Mr. Buckley. He's wearing a red shirt and a hat. Whatever you do, don't come upstairs."
I was about to reread that text out loud to the man until I realized. I looked up and felt my stomach sink. The man seemed to catch on to my suspicious stare. Panicking, all I could think to do was to run for the upstairs. A gunshot echoed through the basement, and I could hear the bullet ricochet off something metal in the darkness. But thank God the bullet missed me, and I made it upstairs. Fortunately, police were waiting at all exits, including the basement exit, and caught the man the second he opened the door. More good news, our teacher, Mr. Buckley, survived the gunshot. It was later determined that the man and Mr. Buckley had some beef for whatever reason, but that was never revealed. All we know is that Mr. Buckley couldn't have done anything that would have warranted this kind of reaction. And I know that the sound of that gunshot will forever echo in my mind.